Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat.
Hello and welcome to our podcast for this week, Heart Catholic Women. It's great to have you here. My name is Emma and I'm here again this week with Rosemary.
Hi everybody.
Now this week we are talking about hope. And as we get into this topic today, I want to start by talking about the park run that you said that you've been doing every week. Now I've been doing it too, so I know it's been a challenge. But it's actually been something that we've been enjoying, going to the park every week, every Saturday morning, to do a 5 kilometre walk, jog or run. Some people do run it.
Yes.
We are the walker joggers at the back of the queue.
Yes.
But we enjoy it every week, don't we?
Oh, yes. And yeah. I I'm being honest here. I probably are nearly one of the last people who cross the line. But I really feel every week I'm getting fitter. I'm enjoying it. I feel like healthier, and because I'm not comparing myself to anybody, I'm just looking after me.
Yeah. It's kind of cool because every week you get sent this email to tell you what your time is. And so there is that sense of achievement of, oh, I beat my time from last week. And even saying it PB, if you get a PB.
Like the week just gone, my PB was 12 seconds faster.
But it's something, isn't it?
Yeah, it's awesome.
So it feels pretty good. It's just something fun that, like, there's no comparisons with anyone else.
No,
it's
not
just,
at all.
You know, getting better and better yourself, which is awesome. And you shared in that when you're sharing in our Heartbeat video this week that there's this hope that, you know, you're trying to get better every week and that you can achieve it. But if we think about our hope in Christ, God wants us to live in hope in Him. And we know that with Him, with Jesus, we've already attained that hope in eternity.
Yeah, in a way, the park run's a poor example because it's out of my effort that I'm hoping I'll get better. Mm. It's out of my perseverance, my ability to be fitter or focused more or whatever. Mm. In our hope in Christ, yes, God still wants us to persevere and put in. Mm. You know, he doesn't reward slothness or laziness. But the hope in Christ far surpasses anything we could do. We could never attain what Jesus has done for us on the cross. We just can't. Mm. We didn't. We never have. No generation ever has. But Jesus gives us the hope of eternal life with us doing really nothing in return for Him.
Mm. Mm. And you shared in the video of how we should kneel. Well, all we have to do is to kneel before God and claim it and ask God to come into our lives, and then we're able to claim that eternity, that hope that He has for us.
Yeah, well, he's got this gift that He's given us, but if we don't accept the gift, and because we can accept it and say, yes, Lord, I'll take that, but if we don't unpackage it and open it up, it's just still sitting in our hands. It's useless. It's not helping our lives.
And that's where God gives us that choice, because it's another thing. We need to make a personal choice and then we act upon it. And what I liked was the hope that we have in Christ for eternity. When we claim that, though, we then can bring that hope into our everyday lives. It's not just waiting for me die at the end of our lives. It's hope in the everyday.
Well, it makes me think of the Lord's Prayer. Mm. Now, Jesus taught us this prayer. He taught the disciples the prayer. And it says, let your kingdom come.
Mm.
So we're not waiting for the kingdom of God for future. We can actually claim it, yes, and get His kingdom to come to earth right now where I am in my situation. And use it right now. I don't have to wait till I'm dead and I'm in eternity with God. God says, well, It's available right now for you to use.
Yeah, that's my favourite line in the Our Father, that his kingdom would come now. And I've heard people say that, like, our eternity actually starts now.
Yes.
Yeah, it's not we're just waiting however many years we're here on earth to then get to eternity. Our eternity is now, and obviously when we die, we, you know, I suppose transition into the heaven, or what God has for us there, but we can live in that hope right now.
It's like a picture. I remember only because of, my favourite subjects at school were maths and science and things. So I have a picture of a line, and it's like, I don't know where I learned it in maths, but and I put it, I use this picture for reflecting upon my life. It's like there's a dot on the board. Just think of a big blackboard or a whiteboard or whatever, and someone's put a big dot, and that dot is me when I first started out in life. So when I was born, because there was a beginning. I wasn't always here. There was a beginning. But then you carry that dot and it goes into a line with an arrow on the end. But wherever I am on that line right now, on that journey of life, it doesn't end with just another dot. It actually has an arrow, which means forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. So I am living in my eternal life right now on that line, the journey with God. If that's what I claim to see, that's what I claim to really see the gift of the hope that God has given me.
Something that I really loved was the quote that you shared from Warren Wiersbe, which was, "When we lose hope, we lose joy in the present because we have no confidence for the future." And I thought that was really interesting when I think, if I don't have hope for the future, then do I have hope for today? Probably not, because what are you looking forward to?
Yeah, but what's today all about then? Oh, forget it.
Because I think of things in my life that I'm looking forward to. Let's say, I mean, something as, you know, small as like your birthday coming up.
Which Emma's is soon.
There you go, so it's on my mind. but there's that excitement and hope for the day.
Yes.
So therefore you start to think in your head, you start to plan, you build up more excitement. Or if you're getting married for a wedding.
Yeah.
There's a specific time. You know it's hope for the future. You're going to, you know, you've got a certain date in mind. So you're doing all the planning. There's that hope. So if we don't have hope for the future, it affects our today.
You don't seem to even enjoy today.
No. Yeah. So we want to have, like, we want to claim that hope that God has for us, that Jesus has already got for us. And therefore, we can have that joy today if we continue to claim that hope.
Yes, and coming back to the park run, when I'm on the park run, sometimes during different bits, I'm not really enjoying it. The week before last, I got a blister on the back of my heel, and I had put a Band-Aid on but not strong enough or whatever, and halfway through I could tell, oh my goodness, this blister is getting worse. I could just, gritting my teeth just to keep going. So I said, no, I'm going to keep going. I'm not going to stop. So even though it was tough doing that park run, I wasn't enjoying it at the time. My hope was, no, I want to do better. I want to be able to persevere through this. And it actually then allowed me, I wouldn't say it was joyful trying to walk or jog with a blister, but it allowed me to push through at the tough times.
So if, like you said earlier, the park run though is an example of our own strength. If we think of then the things in life where we can't do it in our own strength.
Yes.
Then in living in that hope for eternity, it's asking God to come into those situations where we can't do it in our own strength.
Especially those situations. Yeah. And that's what you grab onto, the hope of Christ. You know, because life sometimes doesn't go the way we want it. It mightn't be as joyful as my birthday's next week. Oh, it's
It's going to be great.
It can just be a tough time. But it's the hope of eternal life with God who brings you eternal peace, eternal joy, you know, happiness. That's going to be just wow.
Just that love, that grace he pours on you, that eternal love that you can experience
knowing
in
that
him.
I belong with him always. Mm. I'm loved always, no matter what, even if right now I don't feel very loved or very looked after or cared for.
Mm.
And so that's what I cling on to, and that's what helps me persevere. Mm. His mm. hope.
Mm. Mm.
But you bring it into my life now.
Something that you said too was God can restore our hope, because how often do we feel hopeless, or things have happened in our life, circumstances that we don't feel hope anymore, but our God is a God of restoration. As we're coming to Easter, he's a God of resurrection. He's the one who can bring us that hope and restore our hope.
Because re basically means, I guess, turning around, changing, and it's God who's turned around our life.
Mm.
It's Jesus' sacrifice that has restored us to the Father, restored us to eternal life, to a kingdom that he wants to give us that he couldn't because there was that separation.
Mm.
It's him who has done it all.
Mm.
And when you have that hope and that acknowledgement of a God who loves us so much that he sent his son to die for us, it just makes you feel like, wow, I want to know this God. I want to have hope in this God. I want to seek him out more. And it actually, it helps your life right now.
Mm-hmm. So what we need to do then, which can be hard to do though, is place our trust in him.
Mm.
And by trusting, then we can see that restoration of hope as we open ourselves up to him. So much of it, I think, is us being vulnerable and surrendering to him, which allows him to do his work in us.
Yeah, there's a scripture where it says, basically, in heaven there'll be no more tears.
Mm.
And when I read it, I go, well, God knows the reality of living on earth. Sometimes there is tears, there is sadness, there is suffering, there is hurt, there is pain because of the fallen nature of man and the enemy trying to attack us. But the hope, and it's not just a hope of false hope, it is the hope that is true, that one day there will be no more tears.
Mm.
One day we will all be with the joy of the Lord, with happiness, with eternity in him.
And then something you shared at the end was we rely on the grace from the Holy Spirit to help us with that.
Because, again, we can't do it in our own strength. Not at all. You know, doing the fun run, I could easily give up. Halfway through, I often feel like it because it's like, oh, I'm only halfway. Oh, my goodness. But the Holy Spirit graces us with the strength to persevere, to recommit, to start again, try again, if not for the first time, but to not just to make it hard all the way, to encourage us, to lighten the load, to bring us joy and peace and happiness wherever we are at in our life.
So I think the weekly challenge then for this week is for those times where maybe we do feel a bit hopeless, is to ask the Holy Spirit to come and to grace us.
Bring us hope.
To bring us hope, yeah. To trust in God and what he wants to do in our lives. So just to, and I think that's just a simple prayer in whatever your situation is during your day, just to stop and say, Holy Spirit, would you come right now? Bless me with your grace. Pour your spirit into me and ask God for that hope to remind you, to restore that in you. And something I loved that you said was, I live my life not for the victory, but from the victory. Because we know that Jesus, in his death and resurrection for us,
we've already won.
Yeah.
Guys, we've already won. Don't look at where you are right now. Look to the future of the hope that God has for us. It's already, he's already parceled it up. He's already made our own bedrooms in heaven, because it says, I have a place, a room for each of you. He's already got it. He's already, you know, decorated it the way we would love it decorated. But we've got to believe in that
and live from the victory. That's it. All right, well, we hope that that's encouraged you this week and given you some hope, and we pray that you are blessed in that. And we all look forward to chatting with you next week. Bye.
Yes, we do. Bye.